Ted Aloisio is a very in-demand lecturer on the subject of blood. Ted is author of the book Blood Never Lies, which takes a fascinating look at living blood and how it can tell us how well we're doing from a nutritional perspective.
The NECAN products, the magnets, one of the most amazing technologies you'll ever see. Those of you that aren't familiar with it, in the back of my book in the appendix, I reproduced the study called the Weintraub study. And the Weintraub study, it was a doctor in New York who he was involved in with diabetes and diabetics. And he found that his patients kept coming in saying, hey, these magnets, these things in my shoes are really helping. And of course, being a traditional medicine doctor, he wanted to disprove it. But he wanted to disprove it in a way that he could be, you know, beyond reproach. So he did the most aggressive study, double-blind crossover placebo. Because he wanted to say, hey, these magnets don't work. At the end, it shocked him. And this was 43 states, something like that, a huge amount of people. And they found out they do work. They do work an enormous amount of time. And they were outperforming the sacred fruit of the pharmaceutical industry. And that was shocking to him. Now, the way I explain it is I've been wearing those things in my shoes for 7 years. And if somebody paid me $1,000 a day, I get a lot of energy, even $500 a day. This is U.S., so money's worth more. But if somebody was to give me $500 a day to take those out of my shoes, I'd do it. I mean, I like the energy and they're great, but, you know, I'd do it for $500 a day. But if I was diabetic and somebody gave me $50,000 a day to never put them back in again, I would not take it. That's how important they are for diabetics. Because for 50 or 60 bucks, whatever they cost, they outperform hundreds of dollars worth of drugs, and they're non-toxic, non-invasive. They're absolutely amazing. That's why I reproduced it in my book, because the doctor wants to see a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. There it is, in black and white. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the NECAN company has the infrared technology. Infrared technology, I think, makes magnets look like toys. It makes magnets look like toys. It is such a powerful technology. And see, none of these things heal. See, nobody heals. The body heals. Thoreau said that it's the job of the physician to keep the patient occupied while nature heals them. Now, I take that one step further. It's the responsibility of the modality to put the body into balance so it heals itself. The plaster of your cast doesn't fix the bone. The bone fixes itself, but the plaster creates an environment for healing. And that's the job. That's what live cell microscopy does. It tries to create a better environment so the body can heal itself. If you were to cut your finger, even very, very hard, with a lot of, like, very deep, right over the fingerprint, not only would it heal itself, but the fingerprint would come back exactly the same. What an amazing healing machine we have. If I had a flat tire as soon as I rolled in, do you think while I talked here this morning, the car would magically fix itself? No, I'd have to call AAA or get out there with a jack. But if I puncture somebody's finger to do a blood test without them even having to think about it, that hole in their body heals. Little blood bleeds, it clots, and then all of a sudden it's gone. You don't even know where the hole was. And that'll happen. And that's what we try to do, is put the body back into balance. And when you can do that with non-invasive modalities, you've got miracles. We see miracles every day. I'm so impressed with the technologies and how they work.